Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, what happened?
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
I'm freaking out, man.
If you blow chunks and she comes back, she's yours.
El Deuterino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Are we into the brevity thing? This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It's Friday. We review movies on The Takeaway. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, is co-host of the Movie Date podcast, along with Rafer Guzman. Kristen is here. And what have we got this weekend?
Hi, John. How are you today? We have a couple of very different movies. One more for the teen set, one that may be more of a family or adult movie.
Well, let's start with Black or White. You got Kevin Costner, Octavia Spencer, Julian Estelle. This movie is definitely going to start some arguments, it seems.
We need to start talking about a shared custody.
Not going to happen.
No?
No. Like I say, you're all welcome to come visit.
But you don't want her down here, do you, Elliot? Down here with the black folks.
Don't start with that.
Got a little black math tutor. Is that going to do it? Take care of that whole half of her soul.
What is it with you? Why do you always have to go there?
What is it with you that you don't want to admit that there's a there there?
This sounds like a movie that's going to stir things up.
It could, or it may just fall flat. So Here's the story. Octavia Spencer is a grandmother who would like custody of her granddaughter. Her granddaughter is half black, half white, played by Julian Estelle. Granddad, who already has custody, is Kevin Costner. He is very well-to-do, lives in a giant house, has loads of money, sends her to a prep school, and her life is pretty tony. And then, you know, there's this custody battle that begins to take place, which is ostensibly about race, but really is about class and about her birth father being a really bad crack addict criminal guy. And so they start bringing in all these other elements that aren't about race, so it really shouldn't be called black or white. It should be called crappy dad or good grandparents or something else entirely.
And so it tries to be controversial, but instead it's a setup.
It is. I don't think it goes where it should go. And unfortunately, it also just stacks the deck from the get-go, not black or white, but just white. Kevin Costner's who we follow, and Kevin Costner is who we're supposed to be cheering for.
And you didn't like it for that reason? Is it entertaining at all?
You know, the acting's great. I always love Octavia Spencer, and it's hard not to like some Kevin Costner, but I wouldn't call it a great movie.
Number two, Project Almanac.
There's this footage of me at my seventh birthday. I mean, I was at my seventh birthday.
We were all at your seventh birthday.
No, I know. Here, just, you don't understand. Just watch this.
Birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Right there.
That can't be.
That's me.
This is like Paranormal Activity meets The Time Machine.
It's about three kids who build a time machine, go back in time ostensibly just to have fun and out of curiosity, but then they have to keep going back to right the wrongs that they did. But you're right about the Paranormal Activity thing. It's all handheld cameras that supposedly the characters are shooting themselves. It's very reminiscent of a movie that came out last year called Earth to Echo, and not entirely in a good way. It's also following three kids, just like Earth to Echo. It also has all of them being nerdy, using the cameras. And even worse, though, all of the female characters are, unlike Earth to Echo, where they're just pretty and you have crushes on them, in this movie, they are just boobs and butts and they don't get to think. And there are a lot of close-ups of the girls' body parts. And it made me feel kind of icky watching teenage girls being objectified on this level. And I also just did not enjoy the movie's pacing or storyline at any point. I found it really boring.
Is handheld sort of Blair Witch Project camera footage over?
Oh, I think it was over at least 10 years ago. I think we're all past that right now.
Project Almanac, the second offering this weekend. What about the podcast?
This podcast, we're going to be helping some listeners with some new baby-related issues. So advising them on what movies to watch.
Any news you want to share, Kristen? No. It's a terrible place to go. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, and along with Rafer Guzman, they are co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Check it out at thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, John.
Go Seahawks.